This is VK6 Amateur Radio News with News West for Sunday, the 6th of November 2022. Remember the 5th of November? Well, I didn't. I forgot. But nonetheless, today's News West is the Club Focus Edition, and we have news from clubs around Western Australia. We give you the results of the day raffle at Perth Tech, and there's more on News West, which can be heard on air, on demand, online, and on screen. News West continues the provision of amateur radio news in Western Australia, which began in 1931. It's happened to all of us at some time or other. You know that moment when what you really want is some nice bread for a snack or to accompany a meal, and all you can find in the cupboard is a partial loaf that's several days old. It's not what you wanted. What do you do about that situation? I guess there are several directions you could take. The top option would be to abandon the idea of having a slice of bread and go without. That's the easiest. Or instead of going without, you might eat something else instead. A bit of old cheese on a cracker or something. Or you could do something creative with the bread. I remember as a kid that my parents would wrap stale bread in a damp cloth and put it in the oven for a while. The steam would soften and freshen the bread. Another option is to make toast. Yum. Toast with butter and marmalade, or jam, or Vegemite, or whatever takes your fancy. I prefer toast made over the coals of a wood fire. It tastes better for some reason. What else can you do to transform stale bread? Make a bread and butter pudding? French toast? Crouton for some exotic dish that you'll prepare? Finding a half loaf of stale bread in your cupboard isn't the end of the world. It's the beginning of new opportunities. If you've caught on by now, you'll know that the stale bread is a metaphor for an amateur radio club, or any sort of a club, really. When your club goes stale, what could you do about it? Well, yes, you could walk away and let it go mouldy in its cupboard and do something else. Or you could transform the club. Add a few ingredients. Some sugar here, some spice there. Make French toast out of your club so that everyone looks forward to having a piece of it. You've got nothing to lose. Your club can mould away in a dark cupboard, or you can make it into something else. Something that people want. I'm Bob VK6POP.
The Internet Archive, archive.org, is a non-for-profit organisation that was founded to build an internet library with the purpose of offering permanent access for researchers, historians, and scholars to historical collections that exist in digital format. Founded in 1996, the Internet Archive has a historical web collection, the Wayback Machine, of over 150 billion web pages, about 240,000 movies, over 500,000 audio items, including over 70,000 live concerts, over 1.8 million texts, 1,600 education items, and over 30,000 software items, and we're growing bigger every day. The Internet Archive has begun gathering content for the Digital Library of Amateur Radio and Communications, DLARC, which will be a massive online library of materials and collections related to amateur radio and early digital communications. The DLARC is funded by a significant grant from the Amateur Radio Digital Communications, ARDC, a private foundation, to create a digital library that documents, preserves, and provides open access to the history of this community. The library will be a free online resource that combines archived digitized print materials, born digital content, websites, oral histories, personal collections, and other related records and publications. The goals of the DLARC are to document the history of amateur radio and to provide freely available educational resources for researchers, students, and the general public. We've already pointed them towards vk6.net. What do you know of that could go towards this archive? Pop on over to their website and have a look around. Archive.org is the website.
The Communicator Digital Periodical of the Surrey Amateur Radio Communications Group is now available for viewing or download. This excellent magazine has 100 plus pages of amateur radio projects, news, views, and reviews. This magazine is now read in over 145 countries. The SARC brings you amateur radio news from the southwest corner of Canada and elsewhere. You will find amateur radio related articles, projects, profiles, news, tips, and how-tos for all levels of the hobby. This is an excellent magazine produced to a high quality with a diverse range of topics covered. Now here's the biggie. It's free and available to anyone who wants to read it. No membership required. That's a deal if there ever was one. The easiest way to find this magazine is at the group's website, VictorEcho7SierraAlphaRomeo.net.
The West Australian Repeater Group is the largest amateur radio club in Western Australia. It's an incorporated, not-for-profit group that provides and maintains a network of digital and voice repeaters servicing the amateur radio community of Western Australia. The club hosts AHF Propagation Beacon, VK6RBP, and also explores and experiments with current technologies such as voice over internet protocol, linking of repeaters through systems such as IRLP, Echolink, Allstar, DMR and Wires. WAG was founded in 1975 and evolved from the Wireless Institute of Australia Western Australian Division's Repeater Subcommittee that was originally formed in 1970. The group rely on subscriptions and donations to fund our operations and members volunteering their time, knowledge and expertise to undertake the activities of the group. WAG's linked repeater network provides the VK6 relay of the weekly Wireless Institute of Australia national news and local News West broadcasts for radio hobbyists with assistance from manned relay stations, as well as the monthly Radio Amateur Old Timers broadcast monthly on the first Monday of the month. If you are new to the hobby, or if you have RF running through your veins, then WAG is the club for you. Well, that was provided in the script by our membership secretary, can you tell? Have a word with Carsten, and pay your subs! If you are already licensed, or even a shortwave listener, please look around our website, warg.org.au, and either join us on the WAG Weekly Net, 10:30 a.m. each Sunday morning after the news, on VK6 RLM. That's the 2-meter repeater on 146.750 or Channel 3 in the old money. Or you can come to a face-to-face meeting. The West Australian Repeater Group meets on the first Monday of each month, or the second if the first is a public holiday, as we don't meet on public holidays. Meetings are held at the first Pelican Point Sea Scout Group, that's number 12, Australia 2 Drive, Crawley, all the way down the end, on the left. Doors open at 7 p.m. for a 7:30 start. Tea, coffee and a bookie are available, and of course all are welcome. Meetings are also broadcast on Skype for financial members of WAG, and you can find the link at the website. More details about WAG, of course, are available at our website, www.warg.org.au. This has been the West Australian Repeater Group, VK6 RRG, for VK6 ARN News West, and as they say on Insiders on the ABC, back to you, Bob.
This is VK6 ARN, and you're listening to News West.
Hello, this is Chris, VK3QB, reporting from Cocos Keeling Island in the Indian Ocean, with news from the recent VK9 Charlie Mike D expedition. By the time you hear this news, the team will have departed Cocos and be back home. Whilst we had a very enjoyable and successful trip, it was cut short due to poor weather conditions and the pilots having no option but to return to Perth. The flight was rescheduled for Saturday the 29th of October, so we effectively lost a full 3 days from our operating schedule. Nonetheless, we got the antennas up and stations on air in short order and got to work. We were on West Island and about 20 metres back from the beach, facing northeast towards Europe. And didn't we know it? The pile-ups from Europe were huge, even with the slightly depressed conditions. There'll be a full write-up of our trip in a future edition of QTC, and we'll also send a report to the WIA's Amateur Radio magazine, so keep your eyes out for more details and some pictures from this rather unique island. In the meantime, if you'd like to join a de-expedition in a low-stress environment on Norfolk Island in 2023, stand by for more news next week. 73 from Chris, VK3QB.
Mea culpa, which means through my fault in Latin, comes from a prayer of confession in the Catholic Church. This is my mea culpa moment for this week. I don't give many of these moments away, so cherish it while you have it. The day raffle at Perth Tech was instigated as a means of generating a bit of interest in the day and to have a bit of fun with no intention of returning a profit. We initially budgeted a $1,000 spend from WA Amateur Radio News, knowing full well that ticket sales may not cover that amount. What happened over a period of months was an example of the generosity of people and clubs within the amateur community. Because these generous people donated prizes and in some cases cash towards prizes, we ended up with a prize pool valued at a bit over $1,800, and we didn't spend all of our initial $1,000 raffle budget. And ticket sales were amazing. We made a small profit on the raffle over the $1,000 budget. We cut a healthy loss if you count the total value of the prize pool. But, as I said, we didn't set out to make a profit. Now, if you recall, Perth Tech was funded by a raffle that we conducted in 2021 to fund the 2021 ill-fated, COVID-affected, cancelled Perth Tech. But getting to the point of my mea culpa moment, I couldn't remember who won the major prizes. There were notes made, but these went into oblivion in the packing up after Saturday's event. I've emailed everyone who attended and I've reconstructed the winners list for the major prizes. There were so many lesser prizes that it would be pointless to list them here. So here they are, the winners of the larger prizes. And the two large prizes were the MFJ Antenna Analyzer. That was donated by Fred VK6UMH. And it was won by Mark VK6 Yankee Delta. And the next one was an IC2730A dual band transceiver. And that was won by Simon VK6 Mike Golf Bravo. Then there was a Raspberry Pi desktop. Adam VK6 X-Ray Romeo won that one. And then the dual band base station antenna was won by VK6 Kilo Delta, and that was David. Now, we've acknowledged the prize donors before, but let's just do it again in no particular order. Prizes were donated by DX Radio Systems, Fred Milnes, VK6UMH, Hills Amateur Radio Group, Matt, VK6 Mike Lima, QRM Guru, sponsored by RASA, the Southern Electronics Group, and WA Amateur Radio News. So thanks to donors and supporters for making Perth Tech and the Day Raffle a huge success.
Greetings, this is Graham, VK6MG of the Peel Amateur Radio Group. Quite recently, we attended the annual Waroona Agricultural Show, setting up a display showcasing amateur radio using PARG 1, our emergency support communications trailer. After some well-orchestrated and carefully choreographed assembly, it wasn't long before we were up and running. Calls were soon going out over HF and VHF. Contacts were successful on 40 metres, 20 metres, 2 metres and All-Star. Throughout the day, each of the PARG members present had their turn maintaining a schedule and recording a radio log. CW and Winlink was also in use across the bands, with several successful exchanges. Big thank you to everyone who reached out to make contact. You made the day a success. Interaction with the general public at the event was excellent, with people of all ages and backgrounds showing interest. Many of the people I had the pleasure to converse with were surprised how diverse amateur radio is and has become. They were quite impressed by the active roles it plays throughout our community, whether that be in times of need and duress caused from fire, storm or any other calamity. Having the ability to send an email over radio when the regular communication infrastructure is down or has failed due to natural disasters or catastrophes certainly highlighted how valuable a resource that amateur radio operators, groups, clubs are to the community. Many other areas of amateur radio was discussed during the day, POTA, SOTA, WWF, which proved quite popular. Likewise, the presentation video showing a video and audio communications exchange between the International Space Station and a remote school that was done by Martin, VK6MJ, also garnished a lot of interest. Requests for further information from anyone that was interested in getting into amateur radio was easily accommodated by supplying an information pamphlet. Thank you to Jeff, VK6HD, for your forward thinking in having these available. Our day at the Warrena Show was a success. Everyone who attended enjoyed themselves and are looking forward to next year's event. Signing off, this is Graham, VK6MG, Peel Amateur Radio Group. 73, everyone.
This is NewsWest from VK6ARN. Produced by amateurs for amateurs, purely about the hobby of amateur communication and experimentation.
Here's some news from the Bunbury Radio Club, courtesy of Bob, VK6 Tango Juliet. Bob says after a long period of homelessness, the Bunbury Radio Club is now going to take up residence at the Bunbury Men's Shed. This will be the venue for meetings and other club activities in the future. The next meeting of the Bunbury Radio Club will be at the Bunbury Men's Shed on the 27th of November at 2 p.m. The VK6RBY 146.650 repeater is still off the air and is waiting for a working bee to repair the antennas, and it will be returned to service then. And the VK6RBY 438.650 repeater is on the air. The IRLP node is not yet installed and it's still working out how best to connect it. The Bunbury Radio Club is seeking to get fox hunts going in the Bunbury area. No date for the fox hunts to start yet. The first fox hunt may be held next year, and we'll deliver further information when that's available. At the next meeting, there will be a display of the fox transmitter and some hunting gear. Thanks, Bob, for that. And the next one comes from Eddie VK6 Yankee Alpha on behalf of the Northern Corridors Radio Group. The club's 10 GHz EME project is progressing well. More antenna works are progressing at the club, and the club hosted another successful Scout Jamboree on the air this year, a few weekends ago. The NCRG car boot sale is on soon. That's on Saturday the 20th of November 2022, of course, at the NCRG Club Rooms at the Neil Penfold State Amateur Radio Centre out at Whiteman Park from 9 a.m. for sellers and 10 a.m. for buyers. As usual, the charge will be $5 for sellers and buyers will be free. There'll be refreshments available and barbecued sausages to purchase on the day. We're expecting the day to be hot, so please bring a hat. And if you are a seller, maybe some form of shade. And please note, there will be no sales before 10 a.m. They are quite strict on that one. No sales before 10 a.m. That's a strong message from the NCRG. Thanks, Eddie, for that information.
WA Amateur Radio News is the club that delivers News West to you every week of the year and successfully organised and conducted the recent Perth Tech Symposium. Anyone who has ever done anything will understand that these things don't just happen, and that it takes a team to produce news and to run events. The News West team has a healthy number of people willing to record items for the news, and what's really needed is some people who will write the copy, so we'd like anyone who can research and prepare items for the news. As you're probably aware, we cycle News West through a cycle of weekly themes, these being club focus, contesting, history of amateur radio, and new amateurs. And every now and then, when an odd Sunday pops up, we have an Anything Goes episode. Perhaps you'd like to research items for the History of Amateur Radio edition. We typically have 4 or 5 history items, ideally 2 to 4 minutes in duration, and related to or of interest to amateurs in Western Australia. The resources we use the most are the National Library of Australia's Trove website and the archive of the Amateur Radio magazine maintained by Will, VK6UU. A team member is welcome to tap into other resources. Likewise, we invite story writers for the other themed programs. Finally, thanks to all those who pitched in and helped at the Perth Tech Weekend. It went smoothly, and helpers just knew what to do and when. If you'd like to become involved with News West or WA Amateur Radio News as a supporting or committee member, or anything really, send us an email to newswest@vk6.net.
On HF, VHF and UHF, via the VK6 linked repeater network, and online, this is News West from VK6ARN.
Hello everyone, this is Clive, VK6 Charlie Sierra Whiskey, with the usual reminder that tomorrow is the first Monday of the month, time for the Radio Amateurs Old Timers Club of Australia's November Bulletin to go to air. Club members and friends are reminded that the lunchtime meeting tomorrow, Tuesday the 8th, is at the new venue, the Woodbridge Hotel, 50 East Street, Guildford, starting at around midday. An attractive, well-priced seniors menu is available, which can be viewed online. Everyone's welcome to join in and have an eyeball QSO. If you're a newcomer and you'd like more details, please email coordinator Phil, VK6ZKO, at pbcasper@bigpond.com. I'll just spell that. That's Papa, Bravo, Charlie, Alpha, Sierra, Papa, Echo, Romeo, pbcasper@bigpond.com. This month, as well as all the latest club news, I'll be talking about the man behind the Butterworth filter. This is followed by the memoirs of Ray Norton, VK3ATN, read by Bill, VK3BR. Lastly, Andrew, VK3CAH, talks about a now-defunct Australian broadcaster, Radio VNG, the standard time and frequency service. Everyone, REOTC members and non-members alike, is most welcome to listen to the programme and join in the callbacks afterwards. The bulletin is transmitted via a wide range of times, modes and frequencies, including HF, VHF, UHF, D-Star, digital mobile radio and Echolink. Full details can be found on the REOTC website at www.raotc.org.au or just Google REOTC Broadcasts. Please note that some broadcast times are shown in Victorian local time, and now that Victoria is on daylight saving time, WA local time is 3 hours behind Victoria time. Tomorrow, as well as the 20-metre SSB transmissions on 14.150 MHz at 00 and 01 hours UTC, that's 8 a.m. and 9 a.m. WA local time, there are other more local transmissions as well. Also at 8 a.m. local time, there's a transmission via digital mobile radio on the VKDMR network, Talk Group 5. At 9 a.m, Chris, VK6JI, will transmit the bulletin on 80 metres on 3620 kHz. At 10 a.m, there's a transmission via the NewsWest linked repeater system, simultaneously with one on 40 metres on 7088 kHz, again by VK6JI. On Wednesday, November the 9th, we have a D-Star broadcast at 5:30 p.m. WA local time. This will be transmitted via D-Star Reflector 91C and will follow the D-Star news line. On the Sunday following the first Monday of the month, repeats of the RAOTC bulletin follow the 160-metre and 40-metre broadcasts of the WIA news. If you wish, you can download the audio file at any time from today from the RAOTC website. But if you do listen this way, a brief feedback comment would be appreciated so that we know how many people are taking advantage of this service. So once again, tune in tomorrow for the November broadcast, and we look forward to hearing your call sign in the callbacks. 73 from Clive, VK6CSW.
We told you today about The Communicator, a free electronic amateur radio magazine published in British Columbia. There's another free online magazine published right here in Australia. It's published quarterly by the Radio Amateur Society of Australia. There's a new edition about to be published shortly, and it will be jam-packed with stories, and there'll be something for everyone. Visit the RASA website to find the link to the QTC magazine, and while you're there, have a look around at what else RASA offers, free to anyone who wants to tap into the resources. The RASA website is vkradioamateurs.org. Now, there was a news post on the Wireless Institute's website during the week which said in part, a number of amateur radio operators have recently reported that their amateur radio license have shown up on the ACMA database as expired, when they previously thought to have been successfully renewed well prior to the expiry date. So it appears that this has been the case for some people. Interestingly enough, during the week I received by snail mail a license validation notice from the ACMA, giving me 2 months' notice of the renewal date of my license. This is a standard document sent to all license holders, giving them the option to relinquish one or more licenses. To retain all licenses on the notice, you don't have to do anything. Not knowing the circumstances for each of the affected amateurs, it's possible that the ACMA made an error and didn't send the license validation notice to some people. Or maybe the payment was received and it was never processed. I don't know. The notice never reached the licensee because of a change of postal address that wasn't notified to the ACMA. That's always possible. The amateur filed the notice for future reference in File 13, and for those who haven't caught on, that means they forgot. The issue of licenses lapsing came up not too long ago, and someone asked the ACMA about it. The ACMA's response was along the line that it was the sole responsibility of the licensee to maintain the current status of their licenses. The notice sent by the ACMA is a courtesy and not required under any regulation. So the bottom line, folks, is that it's our license and we're responsible for ensuring that it's current. Do you use a calendar? Mark the renewal date in there, perhaps a couple of weeks prior. And if you do get caught out and the period of grace hasn't expired, I think it's 6 weeks, simply get on the phone, call the ACMA and ask to speak to the Amateur Radio Licensing Section. They are very helpful.
You're listening to VK6 ARN News West, and this is the Club Focus Week. And if you're listening to the broadcast on Sunday, the 6th of November, then it's tomorrow, Monday the 7th. That's what's the next meeting of WAG? Tomorrow! Hello from VK6 RRG. The West Australian Repeater Group meets on the first Monday of almost every month. Tomorrow is the first Monday, and it's not a public holiday. Remember, if it was, the WAG meeting would be next week, but nope, it's tomorrow. And the doors will open, as usual, at 7pm for a 7:30pm start. Meetings are held at the 1st Pelican Point Sea Scout Group, just around the bay from the city, around the UWA area. Well, if you come from the north, all you got to do is come down to the city. From the south, come up to the city. If you're a western suburbs sea dweller, come to the city. And if you're from the east or the scarp, all you got to do is come to the city. Can't say fairer than that. So the Pelican Point Sea Scout Group is located right at the end of Australia 2 Drive. If you're putting it in your GPS, well, officially that's number 12, Australia 2 Drive in Crawley. Tea and coffee and a bickie are available and all are welcome. Come down and meet up or reacquaint yourself with ham friends. Yes, it's Perth's monthly mega eyeball. Meetings are also broadcast on Skype. Please see the website for the link, and please note that this link is only available to financial members of WAG. So, if you're coming along tomorrow night, we'll see you there. 7pm for a 7:30 start. 7:30 from WAG VK6 RRG.
Good morning, this is Roy VK6 X-Ray Victor with this week's helpline, the 6th of November. Today we have the following: looking for a 1296 antenna, 23 centimetre antenna, omnidirectional, preferably a coaxial collinear or similar, and also looking for a Yagi, preferably with a boom less than 2 metres in length. If you can help with either of those antennas, please contact Kevin, VK6KQ. His email address is victorkilo6kilo quebec@wia.org.au, victorkilo6kilo quebec@wia.org.au. His phone number 0429 788 898, 0429 788 898. Next, the coaxial cable that Mac was dispensing, free to a good home, mostly is gone. There is some still left, namely a 30 metre length of November India Kilo Kilo Alpha India Model 10 Delta Fox Bravo, fitted with N-type connectors. And there's also a 30 metre length of Heliax with N-type connectors on one end and salvageable connectors for the other end. And radio encyclopedia went to good home, apparently. Thank you. And if you would like to contact Mac for those free coaxial cable links, please call him 0417 977 765, 0417 977 765, or email victorkilo6mike@iinet.net.au. victorkilo6mike@iinet.net.au. That's all I have for you this week. Very light on. But if you like anything for next week, or would like to get in early, please contact me, The email address is victorkilo6xrayvictor@bigpond.com, and I'll deal with your request as it comes in. Thank you once again, 7-3 from me, VK6X-Ray Victor, clear and choose 7-3.
Next week, News West will take a look at contesting, and we'll be encouraging you to go a contesting when the opportunity arises. We understand that contesting isn't everyone's cup of tea, and that amateur radio is a hobby embracing a broad range of interests. We know that, however, contesting embraces a good range of these interests. So next week, we'll tell you which contests are coming up in the next couple of months, and hopefully you'll find a contesting pond in which to dip your toe. We'd like you to share your stories about contesting, what you like about contests, what you've learned through contesting, and very importantly, something we'd really love to hear is what prevents you from contesting. You know, a complete sentence exercise. I would participate in amateur radio contests if you make the rest up. Let's have you. Let's hear your stories. Send your story to newswest@vk6.net.
Thanks for listening. Thanks to the broadcast team and to clubs and individuals who contributed items to this week's news. The studio team this week was Mike, VK6KMS, Andrew, VK6AS, Greg, VK6 Lima Hotel, Roy, VK6XV, and Wayne, VK6EV, for his video adaptation of News West. Wayne was unavailable this week, so I had to make the video, so please don't blame Wayne. We had to say goodbye and thanks and good luck to Paul, VK6EMD, as he's starting a full-time job. And I, Bob, VK6POP, the News West producer. Please stick around for the callbacks, and if you can't do that, hop on over to vk6.net and record your callback there, and then there's no excuse but to get on air and make some noise.